Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. Ethel Horton Venson was a co-founder and the first queen of the Cotton Makers Jubilee, one of the most important festivals in the African-American community of Memphis. Ethel Venson was born in Eads, Tennessee on the 1st of January, 1908, the oldest of six children. She married dentist Dr. R.Q. Venson, and together they became an influential couple in the black middle class of Memphis. In 1936, the Bensons founded the Cotton Makers Jubilee as a parallel festival to the segregated Cotton Carnival. Initially, Mrs. Venson tried to find a Jubilee queen in her social club, but members were put off by the expense of buying an inaugural gown. When her husband offered to pay for the gown for the first queen, Mrs. Venson informed him that she herself would be the queen. Despite his protest, the inaugural parade featured the inspiring sight of Queen Ethel in a white organza gown seated next to King Eddie Hayes in a chauffeured Ford V8. In 1985, after overseeing its 50th anniversary celebration, Ethel Venson retired as chair of the Jubilee. Beyond her role in the Cotton Makers Jubilee, she also broke barriers by being the first woman and the first African American named to the Memphis Housing Authority. Mrs. Venson died on January the 20th, 1998. To learn more about history, anthropology, and science, please come see the temporary exhibit, Race, Are We So Different, at the Pink Palace through the 4th of May, or visit us on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.